It's time for another sports presentation right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Crestview, Convoy, Ohio, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Belmont Braves from Decatur, Indiana. And don't know a lot about them, but from speaking to some people around here, they are really good. And so it should be quite a match. This is the second match of the day in the big gym. St. Henry played in the first match in the junior high gym, and I believe they won that one pretty easily. Not 100% sure on that, but for the first game here, first match here, Crestview took on Salina, won in two sets. I believe that they were both in the range of 25 to 15, fairly easily. When I was in here checking it out, it looked like they were up 5 to 10 points most of the time. So Crestview wins the first match here today in the high school gym, and we are playing the Belmont Braves in the second game. The winner will play Crestview in the next match here in this gym. The loser will go down and play probably Fairbanks, who I think lost to St. Henry. I believe we would go down and play them in the junior high gym very shortly after this match. So we'll have this match, and if we win, we would stay here, and if we lose, we'll probably go back to regular programming pretty quickly so we can get to the other gym. And I have some of the equipment set up, but I have to take the laptop and get that restarted and everything. So, and it's a good 5-minute walk. So a lot of things to do in between there. I'm pretty sure they're not going to do the national anthem before every match today. There's like 8 or 10 matches here. So I think they'll do introductions. That'll be in a couple of minutes. Let's take a quick break and let you know who's helping us get these games to you. And we'll be back in just a minute or two.
It's summer, and that means lots of cookouts, and Wayne IGA has everything you need. They have great prices on their nicely trimmed steaks, ready to go in their grab-and-go meat case. And don't forget about their hamburgers, pork chops, boneless chicken breasts, and more. While you're there getting your grilling supplies, be sure to grab everything that goes with your cookout. Fresh vegetables, potato salad, macaroni salad, chips and dips, and how about a veggie or meat and cheese tray? And be sure to check out their large selection of wine and beer. Make Wayne IGA your headquarters for all your cookouts this year.
Conquer whatever tasks lie ahead with a Case IH Maxim tractor from Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery. Thanks to multiple engine horsepower and transmission choices, plus great options, you'll be able to handle anything from tending livestock to roadside mowing. But even as different as each Case IH Maxim tractor can be, there's one thing that makes them all the same, and that's their exclusive efficient power and proven SCR technology for greater fuel efficiency and lower emissions. See Hull Brothers about the Case IH Maxim tractor today.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Welcome back to Crestview, where our Indians are getting ready to take on the Belmont Braves from Decatur. And looking at the Belmont lineup, don't know anything about these girls, but they do have two seniors, Katie Mills and Cameron Jarvis, and six juniors, and looks like two sophomores and a freshman that are here today. So don't know much about them. I'm sure we will have our regular starting crew. The main ones that play are excuse me, Kenna Deuce, Kayla Heitkamp, Bryn Willman, Carly Niekamp, Kennedy and Cameron Mullenkamp, and Bridget Homan. And sometimes you bring in our secret weapon as a server, which would be Nevaeh Leonards. So there's some various people that may come in for us from time to time. And with these will all be two set matches today. Looks like they're doing away with the introductions. I thought they probably would, although there is a microphone down here. So didn't know if they were going to do that for each one, but I don't think they will. We'll probably have our regular players out there, but with two set matches and three of them today, when it gets down toward the end of the day, we may be doing some substituting of some of the JV players since they're not playing today anywhere besides here. So looks like we're just about ready to go. Steve Trout is the down official. I don't remember the fellow's name that's the up official, but we've had him in a lot of, I think he's also a basketball official. We had him last year in one of the tournament games, and he was one of the line judges, and he was probably the best line judge I've seen anywhere. So pretty good guy, and just a nice, friendly guy, and a good official. And we have Steve Trout as the down official for this match. So it looks like everything is ready to go. Looks like the Indians get the first serve, and it's going to be Kennedy Mullenkamp. Usually it's Kayla Heitkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp will serve, and this game is underway. And it's dug out of the back row, tipped at the front. They bump it over to us. Kayla sets it up for Cameron, and she puts it down on the Belmont side. And Indians lead 1-0, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back and serve again. 1-0 Indians, just getting started here in set number one. In our first match of the day, Kennedy will send it over. They'll dig it out of the back row, bumping it to the right. We block it at the net, and they're going to set it up from the back again. They've hit two from the back row instead of near the net. And Cameron with a good hit, but they dig it, bring it back, and then that was number 12 for the Belmont Braves, Alyssa Gumbel, with a big hit, and it's tied at one. And it will be, I believe that's number 8, a little tough to read the numbers there. They're kind of squeezed together. Liz Bombay for the Belmont Braves. Short one. Cameron got it to Kayla Heitkamp, who tipped it over on the second one instead of setting, and she gets a kill, and the Indians lead 2-0. And it will be Bryn Willman going back to serve. So usually it's Kayla, then Kenna, and now it's they dig it out of the back row. They get it back over to us. Cameron with a big hit and down inbounds on the Belmont side. Indians lead 3-1. Dig that one out on that short one. And then Carly goes up. I don't know. Let's see. Looks like they had one of the Belmont Braves in the net. So that is 4-1 Indians. And the Braves will call a timeout. And we'll just take a timeout with them while I take a drink of water.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now, for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac home standby generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reasoner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
Welcome back to Crestview, where the Indians are off to a really good start here in set number one against the Belmont Braves from Decatur. Indians lead 4-1. Belmont with a timeout, and the timeout is technically over. Yep, they break out of their huddle also, and the Indians, Bryn Willman, will go back to serve again. That one's dug out of the back row. They're going to set it for the left side. Nice received by the Indians. They bump it back over on the second hit. And Bryn Woman with a nice hit there, but she made a diving save, got it up in the air, but they were way out of bounds. Kennedy Mullenkamp did her best to get it over, but could not do it. So it is 4-2, Indians lead, and it is Alyssa Gumbel serving for the Lady Braves. And we bump it up to the net. Kennedy hit the net, and Kayla Heitkamp, a lot of times she can play it off the net. That time it didn't spring back very far, and she couldn't get it. So it's 4-3. Indians still lead down to one. That is it looked like it was going to go pretty deep. It hit the top of the net and just rolled off on our side. We're tied at 4, and Gumbel will serve again. Indians take a 5-4 lead, and Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for the Indians. That's the rocket serve. They do play it. Kenna out of the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Homan. They play it from the back row. They're going to set it for the middle, tip it across, and Cameron with a big hit. They play it out of the back row. They bump it across to us. Kayla Kennedy sets it up for Cameron, and off of one blocker, and the second one kind of hit it, but they never got control. They must have called us in the net or something. I'm not sure exactly what. They get the point. Don't know what happened there. I missed that completely. Looks like Schoaf will be serving for the Lady Braves, and the Indians get it back. They get it back to us. We tip it deep, and a big hit blocked by the Indians, and played by the Belmont Braves, but they call a double hit. I couldn't see that, and I never do see a double hit, and I don't understand why that's a violation, but it is. Indians now lead 6-5. Cameron will serve. Played out of the back row. They'll bump it for the middle from the 10-foot line, and I thought it might have been out of bounds, but it was inbounds. So we're tied at 6, and it will be number 4, Lily Selking, going back to serve for the Braves. Tied at 6, early in set number 1. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp sets it, and she set it for Carly, who thought it was going to go to somebody else. And the Braves get the point, and they lead 7-6. Just a miscommunication there by the Indians. We can't have that. This is a pretty tough team. Every team here is tough. And that was Kennedy played it out of the back row, but it went backwards and hit the support for the basketball goal. It's 8-6 now, and Selking will serve again. A rocket serve. Kenna plays it. Heitkamp bumps it up to Kennedy, and they play it from the back row. Going to set it for their left side. And a big hit, well in bounds on our side, and it's 9-6 Belmont. And we gave them a point, and that's a short one. They play it, and they're going to set up for the right side. Indians met them at the net. It came down on our side. We did play it before it hit the floor, but we weren't able to get it back across. So 10-7 Belmont, and it looks like it will be Mary-Kate Schumann again. She got us started a little bit, got a couple of points to start with for us, so see if she can build on that. Indians trail by 2. Kennedy with a hit, tried to get that just to clear the net, and it did not. Right into the net, and it's now 12-9, and it will be Liz Bobay, B-O-B-A-Y, going back to serve for the Lady Braves. Belmont Braves from Decatur, Indiana. They lead 12-9. Played from the back row by Kenna. Heitkamp back sets it for Bryn. Off of their blocker, or off of their receiver in the back row and into their stands. And makes it 12-10. And Bryn will go back to serve. gets it there. They play it. Big hit. We just are barely able to get it under control. Big hit by Cameron. They're going to be able to play it. Big hit from the back row. And Heitkamp puts it over on the second one. That didn't fool them that time. And we serve it up to the, get it up to the front. Heitkamp puts it over. Battle at the net.
Each and can be purchased from any Fort Recovery Girl Scout or Girl Scout leader. And the dinners include spaghetti and
side. Another big, big hit. I believe that was by number one, Mary Kate Schumann. And makes it 14-10. And now the Indians will call timeout. So we'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hi, this is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy. From IV antibiotics and pain medications, chemotherapy, and total parenteral nutrition, our Kaut Pharmacy IV pharmacist will work with you and your medical team to develop a personalized care plan based on your needs. Choose your home for your IV treatment and request Kaut Pharmacy IV to provide your sterile infusion medications. Call Kaut Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 419-375-2323, extension 4. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back. And we are here, first set of the day for the Indians. The Crestview Knights won the first set over Salina, or the first match over Salina, 2-0. I believe they were both in the 25-15 range. This set, first set for the Indians today. If we win, we would play Crestview in the very next match right here. If we lose, we would play somebody. I'm not sure exactly who down in the junior high gym as soon as they can get down there. So 14-10, and it is Gumbel serving for the Belmont Braves. Indians play it, and we big hit by Carly off their blocker and down and out of bounds. So Carly with a kill, and that will put Kayla Heitkamp back to serve. Indians down 3. It is 14-11, and it's time to get ourselves going, get the momentum changed. A rocket shot by Heitkamp, and they're playing it. It's off of their blocker. I'm not sure. Must have been one of us in the net. Not sure exactly what happened there, but they get the point. It's 15-11. It was a big blast, and we blocked it, but something happened there. So it'll be Schoaf serving for the Belmont Braves. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. A little confusion, but we get it across. Big hit. We block it. They're going to play it, set it up for the middle. And Kennedy with a, she blocks it and it goes back on their side. They're going to play it. A little slip by the, one of the players, but they get it across. They got it back to us. And Homan with a big hit off of their receiver in the back row and out of bounds. And it is 15-12. And Cameron Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Indians. 15-12. Indians trail. Cameron Mullenkamp serving. They play it from the back row up to the front. They're struggling a little bit, but they get it. We get it up to our front row. Kennedy with a big hit. They block it. We hit it back over to their side, and they tip it to us. We're setting it up for the right side for Homan. She gets a big hit, but they play it from the back row. They're setting it up for the right side, and Kennedy Mullenkamp and Carly Niekamp with a block and back down on the Belmont Braves side. So that was a beautiful hit there, and it's now 15-13, and Cameron Mullenkamp will serve again. Another rocket serve. They just barely, they do get it under control. Back to us. We'll play it for the right side, and they're going to call a double hit, I believe. I think I actually saw that one. So it'll be 16-13, Indians trail. See who they have going back to serve for them. It'll be Lily Selking, junior. They lead by 3. Kenna plays it from the back row. Gets, get it set for Homan. They get it across. Battle at the net, and they win. The battle comes down on our side. It is 17-13. Indians down 4, and we need... Oh, no, whether you gave us that point. I don't know what happened there. Came down on our side. They must have been in the net. So it's 16-14, and Kenna Deuce serving. We need to get this going here. That might have turned the momentum a little bit. And a big hit for them, and down inside our side. And it is now 17-14 on the big hit. And The coach is standing in the way, okay, so I can't read the number. Okay, that's Mary-Kate Schumann serving for them. Played from the back row. And we're going to have to bump it across from the back row, and that does not work at all. Hits the post where the up official is. So it's 18-14. We are down four, and it is getting late, and we have to change this momentum. I thought we had it when we got that point that I thought went to Belmont. It was 16-14, but they've scored two straight on us. Schumann will serve again. Battle at the net. They're going to set it for the left side. And we got a hand on it, a good save, and Kennedy bumps it across. They're struggling a little bit, but they're going to get it across. A big hit, and it goes back and hits the basketball backboard and comes back where we could have played it, but nobody was able to get to it. They haven't changed the score. And Steve Trout is talking to their coach. I'm not sure exactly what went on. Maybe that just means no point for anybody. So replay. Kennedy. Heitkamp back sets it for Willman. She almost gets it down on their side. They are able to play it. And they put a nice shot, L.L. Ross, I believe that was, for the Belmont Braves down on our side. And it is 19-14, and it is late. And we are really needing to change the momentum. Set number one here. Winner plays in this gym against Crestview. Loser goes to the junior high gym and plays for fifth and sixth place, I think. Or now 20-14. They have scored four straight when they really, really needed it. We take a timeout, and we'll just take a little break with them.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Crestview, where our Indians are now trailing 20-14. We got a little break on a miscue by the Belmont Braves and got it to 16-14, and they have scored four straight, and they get to that somewhat magical 20 before we do, and we are still 6 points down. It is served. Kennedy plays it, goes straight to her right into the stands, and it is 21-14. Now we're down seven. And it will be Schumann serving again. And we get it, play it from the back row. And it's back and forth at the net. And it'll be Homan with a big hit. And looks like she hit it out of bounds. The corner official was backstepping, trying to figure out, trying to get his balance. And I couldn't see what he was calling, but it's 22. Short serve. They tried to just get it over the net and trick us, and it hit the net, so it is 22-15, and we need a bunch of points from Bridget Homan. See if we can get that knuckleball serve going for us here, maybe get them messed up a little bit. They play it out of the back row, set it for their left side, the big hitter on the left side, and they hit it long out of bounds. Well, something happened there, and they get the point. I don't know what we did. We must have been in the net. I have no idea what that was. So it's now 23-15. I thought we had that point, and we're playing well. So we get it. Kennedy has it, and she gets a big, big hit down on their side, and it is 23-16. We're still down seven, and Kennedy will go back to serve. I thought we were in pretty good shape with Bridget, and somehow they got the point, and I missed. Completely missed the call. The short serve, they're able to just barely get to it. Going to get it across. Cameron tips it to Heitkamp, who gets it to Bryn, who puts it down on the Lady Braves side, and is 23-17. We're down six. We were down eight, but we have a long way to go. Kennedy Mullenkamp, serve, short serve again at the net, and They tried to get it up to the net for their hitters, and it came on our side. We put it down on their side, 23-18, and Kennedy with another service point, and she'll be serving again. Play it from the back row. Big set and a big hit, and we play it. Cameron and Kennedy, and it goes at the net. We're able to get it up in the air on our side. Cameron puts it back in that back corner. They play it from there, and they get it over to us, and we just can't get it. Kennedy, we never did get it under control. Kennedy did get it up to the net, and Heitkamp tried to play it but could not. So it is set point for the Belmont Braves, and it'll be Liz Bobe going back. 24-18, Indians down 6. And they get it across, just barely got the dig, and back over to the Braves. Big hit, and we play it at the net. Oh, great play by Bryn Wellman. Dews dug it out of the back row, and it was kind of a rocket shot that was going to hit the net, and Bryn just put her hand up, and it flipped across. And the Indians are within 5, 24-19, but we need 5 straight just to keep it going. And we hit the net, and this set is over. 25-19 for the Belmont Braves. And we'll take a break and be back in just a couple minutes.
If you're like me, then finding a job that fits your timeline is vital for you to be able to work at all. Cupid Farms lets me set my own schedule so that I can work when I have the time to. No one should have to choose between their family and their career. Thanks to Cupid Farms, you don't have to. With locations Van Wert, Paulding, Mercer County, and beyond, Cupid Farms has the flexibility and competitive pay I needed to work without sacrificing time with my family. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cupid Farms, more than a workplace.
Appliance and Electronics have been selling and servicing GE appliances for over 84 years. Stop by 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland to browse the large selection of appliances and Radio Shack electronics. Strolls open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. until 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. until noon. The Stroll family at Stroll Appliance and Electronics would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians good luck in their game today.
It's time for supper and you don't have time to make a great meal. No problem. Let Miracle Lanes come to the rescue. With their full menu of great food, everybody can get what they want. Subs, sandwiches, wraps, salads, wings, and of course their great pizza. Just call them at 375-4274, then drive through and pick it up. And don't miss their pizza wing and salad buffet on Friday at lunch. And remember to call and reserve your lanes for that special birthday party, family get-together, holiday party, or just for fun. Great food, great friends, great times. Miracle Lanes, open Monday through Thursday at 3 and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 11.
Hello, I'm Harold Peely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Ford Recovery. Fall is in the air, time for football, pumpkins, and getting your vehicle ready for cooler weather. Your maintenance appointments will include testing your battery and checking all fluid levels. We also check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights. Give us a call here at Hastings Auto Sales at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
And Hastings is now top wrench, doing the kind of the same great service that Hastings has been known for and that he was known for at his own shop out in the country. And he's been around quite a while and looks like he's going to do really, really well. Hastings is now top wrench. I did find my cheat sheet. So if we win this one, we will play against Crestview in this gym. But if we lose, and right now we're down 1-0, if we lose, we would play Salina, who lost to Crestview in the first set, down in the junior high gym. So that would be coming up as soon as they can, as soon as we could get down there. If we end up losing this, we need to win 2 straight here. We started off the first set really well, ahead 4-1. They kind of crept back in, back and forth, but along about 12 points, They took the lead. They were up four. Then we got it down to two. They got it back up to four, then five, then six, then seven. We ended up losing 25-19 to the Belmont Braves in the set number one here. We need to get two sets in a row here. That way I can still stay in this gym and don't have to hurry up and run down to the other gym. But that's not the point. We need to keep winning. And if we win down there, we could be playing for third and fourth place. Kenna receives a serve. They get it up to Cameron, and she puts it down on the Indian side, and on the Braves side, and Bryn Willman will go back to serve. And it is played by the Braves. They hit it hard off our blockers and out of bounds. So it is tied at one. And it's going to be, can't see her number there. It's number eight, Liz Bobe, back to serve for the Belmont Braves. Tied at one here in set number two. That one is a good serve and played up to the front. We get it across. They have to bump it across. Homan to Heitkamp. She tips it across on the set hit, but they play it. But back to us. Well, they got it to their front girls, and we blocked their kill. So it is Indian point, and it is 2-1 Indians. And Kenna will serve again. Up to the front. They're going to just bump it across. Looked like maybe we were in the net. Nope. Something. Oh, they're calling a lift before we got in the net. It's calling a lift on the Braves. So the Indians lead 3-1. Kenna with a couple of points here. And they're getting it set up for their middle. Big hit. We are able to play it, bump it across. They're going to bump it up toward the front. Big hit. But I don't think it went across. And if it did, we blocked it. So it is 4-1. Indians with a lead. Same as the last set. Set number one, we led 4-1. And Kenna with another service point going back to serve again. Indians with a three-point lead. Maybe we can hold it this set here and make a comeback. Rocket shot for a serve. They were able to play it, but she played it right straight into the net, and they had no chance to play that. Indians lead 5-1, and Kenna Dews on one of those rolls that she gets on where we just score point after point after point. I need to say that she just has done really well. Now we have something going on, and Steve Trout is talking about apparently have different players are supposed to be in different positions. Not sure what's going on here. We must have served out of turn. So score is still showing 5-1, but now they have the serve. I've never seen this. I don't know what they're doing, but he was pointing at somebody was in the wrong place. I don't know. Well, okay, now they went all the way back to 2-1. So the Indians were cranking it up pretty good, and somehow we got out of serve rotation, and that's, they didn't get a point out of it, so I don't know what's going on there, but so they've served us. Kennedy digs it. We get it to Carly. She hits it across to them. They get a big hit off of our blockers and out of bounds on our side. So now it's 2-2 instead of 5-1. So I really don't know what happened there. Alyssa Gumbel is the server. And Kennedy digs it out of the back row, setting it up for Cameron. They play it on the hard hit. They're going to set it up for their left side, and a big hit cross court, inbounds, and it's 3-2 Belmont Braves. That was whatever that was that happened there. That really killed our momentum, and we were up 5-1. Now we're down 3-2. And so Kennedy plays it out of the back row again, set it up for Carly. They're able to play it and block. We play it from the back row. Cameron They play it from the back row. They're going to bump it to the right side again. And we could not get to it. It goes in what we call the campfire, right in the middle of everybody. And it's now 4-2, and Coach Guggenbiller is going to call a timeout. And we'll take a timeout with him. Be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Welcome back. I'm still trying to figure out exactly what happened on that. We were leading 5-1, and the down official, that'd be Steve Trout, most of us know who that is. He's officiated in virtually every sport for 40 years or more. It appears that we had gone out of rotation on our serve, so they went back to 2-1, and they have scored three straight on us. We called a timeout. It's 4-2, and Deuce put. So it is 5-3, and looks like it'll be Katie Mills going to serve again. And she just clears the net, but it gets to, we play it, and it gets up to the net. They reach across, not really across, but it went basically right on top of the net, reach down and pound it down on our side, and it's 6-3. And I was incorrect. I thought it was number 10. It was number 11. So Bria Schoaf, S-H-O-A-F, will be serving again. And that one was just barely cleared the net. Kennedy got her hand on it, but she couldn't get it up where anybody else could play it. It's now 7-3. And at one point in this contest, we were leading 5-1. And I still, like I said, I'm still not really sure what happened there. But I think we served out a turn. So we play it from the back row, get it up front. They're going to bump it to their right side. Big hit, and it just barely stays in bounds, and it's now 8-3 Belmont Braves, and the Indians are in trouble. We lost set number one. We were leading, then we were early, then back and forth, back and forth. They got ahead about 12 points at the 12-point spot and just kept building their lead from there in the first set. We play it from the back row, tip it across. They're going to set up their left side again. Big hit and off the net and out of bounds. No touch. It hit the top of the net and rolled this way, and none of our blockers could get to it. And then it rolled on, tips it across. Excuse me, that was Homan. And a big, big hit by number one, Mary-Kate Schumann. And that is down on our side, 9-5, Belmont Braves lead. And it will be Lily Selking going back to serve for the Braves. Indians down by 4 in set number 2. That just hits the net and bounces right over Bryn Willman's head and down in front of Kennedy, and it's 10-5. Indians really need to get break this serve and get going. That hits the net and comes back on their side. So the first one hit the net, came on our side. That one hit the net and came on their side. So 10-6, Indians down 4. Homan serving. Schumann going back to serve for the Braves. That is played by Kennedy. Cameron. Kennedy will bump it across. They'll set it up for the right side. Deuce from the back row. Heitkamp will set it up for Homan. They're able to play it. They're struggling a little bit, but they do get it across. Kennedy gets it, set it up for Willman, and she hits it way long. And it is 12-7, Indians down 5 again. It is way too late. We need to get things going now. Kennedy from the back row. Heitkamp tips it over instead of setting and catches them off guard, 12-8. And Kennedy Mullenkamp will go service point. We need to get a bunch more out of her. It is 12-9. Indians down 3 now. We need to get a big rally going and change the momentum. And she gets it to the back row. They're able to play it. Big hit. And it's played. Kennedy gets it, but it goes out of bounds. So it's 13-9. Indians back with a four-point deficit. So we need to get going here. It's Katie Mills going back to serve for the Belmont Braves now. And Cameron plays it from the back row. Heitkamp sets it for Cameron. And off their blocker and down on their side. 13-10, Indians down by three again. And Bryn Wellman will go back to serve. We need to get rolling again here. We need to get somebody get a bunch of points in a row. And Bryn Wellman has done that several times. That one is a short serve. They're able to play it. They're going to set it up for the right side or left side. We play it from the back row, set it up for Carly, and she puts it down on their side, 13-11. Indians deficit now down to two, and Bryn will go back to serve again. We got our jumps missed time there, and it's back to a two-point deficit for the Indians, 14-12, but we made a nice comeback from five down. We need to get the serve back. Liz Bobe back to serve. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Cameron, they play it from the back row. And a big hit. They're going to play it. We'll play it from the back row. Get it to Homan. Big hit, but they're able to play it. They're going to set it up for the right side. And Kennedy gets a hand on it. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly. And she tips it over their blockers and into that back corner. And it's 14-13. And Carly Niekamp, with a nice play there, gets us within one, and it is Kayla Heitkamp, and she is definitely one of those girls that can go back and get us a handful of points here. See if we can tie it and take the lead even, maybe. And they play it from the back row, get it up to them. They get it to us. We blocked it. It goes almost out of bounds on to the back, but we play it, or they play it, and it's back and forth at the net. They're going to bump it across to us. Kennedy plays it from the back. Heitkamp's going to set it for Cameron. They're able to play it at the net, and it's played by us from the back. We get it to Carly. She gets it toward that back. It's 15-14. We did get it tied, but they are able to get the point. Alyssa Gumbel will go back to serve for the Belmont Lady Braves and see if we can get ourselves going here and get back to even with them and get a rally. Heitkamp sets it up for Carly. They play it from the back. They're going to set it, and Deuce plays it and comes out of the rafters, and we're able to play it. And Cameron almost got the point, couldn't go down, but this time we got that over to her, and she puts it down on their side, and we are back tied at 15. And Cameron Mullenkamp with a nice couple of shots there. The first one she couldn't get it down, but the second one she did, and now she's serving. And they play it from the back. They're going to set it for the middle. We block it, but it goes out of bounds on their side. So they take the lead back at 16-15, and it will be Bria Schoaf back to serve for the Lady Braves. 16-15, Indians down a point. Comes up to, tried to put it to the front row, and it came across to us. And Kennedy put it down. They got it back, but we got it back to them, and they never got control. And so so Kenna Deuce with a couple of points in a row. We are up 18-16 away from us. That looked like it was going to happen again. I think they were ahead like 14-10, something like that. They're up 4 or 5 points. And we have fought back, and we are now in the lead, 18-16, getting somewhat late in the game. And Kenna Deuce will serve again. She's had two really good ones in a row. They're able to play it. They tip it across our blockers. We play it from the back, setting it up for Kennedy. And they're going to play it. They're going to set it up for their big left side hitter. And we block it. It's back on their side. And they get it to our back row. Kenna bumps it up for Cameron. She bumps it across. They're setting it up again for the middle. Just tip it across our blockers. And Bryn Woolman, I thought she got the point down. They got the dig. And they're going to come up with a big hit. Kennedy, Heitkamp, Bryn, off their back row lady and down. Indians, 19-16 lead. And Kenna Deuce is doing what she thought she did to start the game, with getting 5 points in a row. And then they said we served out a turn. So she serves again. They're able to play it. big hitter from the 10-foot line, and we were able to bump it back across. A little confusion, but we got it across. Big hit, and down on our side, and that again was Mary Kate Schumann. She can pound that ball from anywhere. So it is 19-17. Indians still with a 2-point lead. Lily Selking back to serve for the Belmont Braves. Indians needing to get this serve back. That's a short one. Kennedy plays it. Heitkamp back set for Homan. Blocked by the Lady Braves and down on our side. So it's 19-18. Indians lead down to one. And it is Selking again to serve for the Lady Braves. Kennedy or Cameron plays it. Heitkamp setting it up for Kennedy. And off their blocker. And one of the girls, she was trying to stay out of the way and had her back to the play. Goes down. Indians are the first team to 20. 20-18. And it will be Bridget Homan serving for the Indians. And they'll play it out of the back row. They're going to have to bump it across. Not sure what went on there. We must have had somebody in the net. Mary Kate Schumann will go back to serve again. She's been everywhere on the court. She's been making some of those giant hits for the Lady Braves. Tied at 20, and she'll be serving. Kennedy plays it from the back row. Dews. Kennedy will roll shot it across. They're setting it up for their center. They tip it over our blockers. We're playing it, and Heitkamp puts it across on the second hit. They're playing it. A big, big hit by, I believe that was number four, Lily Selking. And the Belmont Braves have scored three in a row, and they now lead 21-20. We have to break this serve and get the momentum back. Schumann again. Cameron plays it. Set up for Kennedy. They play it from the back row. A big hit again from number 12, Alyssa Gumbel this time. And it is 22-20 Belmont Braves. And the Indians will take a timeout. They've scored four straight on us. And we need to stop the bleeding here. And we'll be back right after this.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house
put us back to even. So it'll be Braves just a couple of inches out of bounds. Indians receive the serve. Dews from the back. Heitkamp, she tips it across on the second one. And didn't catch him by surprise, but it did get him on a double hit. So it's Indians point, 23-22. And Bryn Willman will go back to serve. Indians down one. Very late in this set number two. We lost set number one. We have to have this one. And they bump it across on the second on what was supposed to be the set. And so it's now set, well, actually match point. You do two sets in these tournaments, 24-22. And I can't see the server. We play it from the back row. Heitkamp puts it across. They're setting it up for a big hitter. We play it back to them. They play it back to us. They bump it to the center. They get it to the side. Kennedy Mullenkamp with a big hit. They came across the net and tried to put it down. We dig it. They dig one from us. A big hit, and it is down by, I believe that was Gumbel again, and that is it, 25-22. Indians go down to defeat. So we will go down to the other gym, and we will play Salina very shortly. We'll just play the outro and head down there. We'll see you in just a little bit.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort and Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast, and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio, and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.